This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 387, Cardio for Weight Loss, Everything You Need to Know, part 1, by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online, including Ben Greenfield Fitness, Nia Shanks, and today's author, JC Dean of JCD Fitness. Today's post is on the longer side, so I'm going to read the first half today and then finish it up for you tomorrow. So let's jump right in, hear part one of today's post as we optimize your life. Cardio for Weight Loss, Everything You Need to Know, part one, by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. Is cardio the best form of exercise for weight loss? The answer will largely depend on your goals, wants, and needs, but we'll cover every possible question you have to make an informed decision. It's common to think that cardio automatically equals fat loss, but it's not the case at all. In fact, while doing some extra cardio can be helpful, it can also hurt our ability to recover from weight training and can even make us hungrier. And being more hungry causes us to eat more, which will stall fat loss efforts in a hurry. There are two different ways of doing cardio, so let's quickly cover those. Types of cardio, aerobic and anaerobic. To understand what cardiovascular training is, you should know the two types. Aerobic equals requires oxygen. When you imagine aerobic activity, think long duration or distance. This is your traditional type of cardio exercise. Most people doing this type of exercise are biking, jogging, rowing, running, hiking, or using the stair stepper or elliptical machines. This type of cardio can be done for extended periods of time without much need for a rest. Any type of activity you can sustain for longer than about 45 to 60 seconds could be considered aerobic in nature. You'll work up a sweat, muscles will be warm, and your heart rate will increase and remain elevated during exercise. Aerobic exercise typically relies on fat for fuel at these lower intensities. Anaerobic equals doesn't require oxygen. When you imagine anaerobic activity, think quick, short bursts of high-intensity activity. This type of training is for experienced exercisers due to the level of intensity it requires. Most people doing this type of cardio are sprinting, lifting weights, or doing high-intensity movements to improve their speed or quickness, such as jumping or skipping. A popular method of anaerobic training is known as high-intensity interval training, or HIIT. Where you exercise at your maximum level of ability, such as sprinting full speed up a hill or doing a superset of squats and push-ups with minimal rest between sets. Anaerobic exercise relies on ATP, which comes from glucose that's made from the carbohydrates stored in your muscle cells, called glycogen. What's the best cardio for weight loss? In my opinion, the best cardio for weight loss must be in line with the following guidelines. One, you're able to recover from it. And two, it's something you can do safely over the long term. Just like weight training, no cardio plan is going to benefit you if you can't stick to it. High-intensity interval training, or HIIT, is amazing for fat loss, but it is similar to weight training in that it requires a longer recovery period than something like walking. So, depending on your personal goals, the type of cardio will vary. However, for most people, I think a good dose of regular walking each week is a good place to start. HIIT, or HIIT, is a great option for burning fat, but it poses a risk for injury if you're inexperienced. And if you add it on top of your weekly weight training, it can limit your ability to recover fully, which might result in strength and muscle loss over time. So if you decide to use HIIT in your program, it's best to fit it in on a day you're training so you're able to maximize your rest and recovery days. If you wanted to incorporate HIIT into your exercise plan, you would do your HIIT session on a lower body training day right after your workout. This way, you can still reap the benefits of this intense training without it cutting into your ability to recover on off days. How to assess if HIIT cardio training is for you. To determine if intense cardio training will help your weight loss efforts, take a quick look at the cost-benefit ratio. The benefits. 1. It's efficient. It burns a high amount of calories in a short time period. 2. It's good for muscle maintenance, similar to weight training. The costs. 1. Risk of injury. It's easier to injure yourself with intense sprinting and other forms of interval training. And 2. It's hard to recover from. If you do too much high-intensity work in a short period of time, it's hard to recover adequately from workout to workout. At the end of the day, you have to make a decision as to whether or not intense cardio training is a good fit for you on a personal level. Why cardio works for weight loss. To put simply, cardio training burns calories. The more active you are during the day, the higher your metabolic rate. Cardio is a form of activity, just like weight training or playing sports or dancing. All of these activities will require energy from calories, and as a result, the exercise helps you lose weight. Remember, you must be in a caloric deficit in order to lose weight with cardio or any other activity. If you don't manage your total caloric intake, you will simply maintain your weight despite lots of cardio and exercise. Is cardio essential for fat loss? In one word, no. You don't have to use cardio to burn extra calories, which will lead to fat loss. If you enjoy weight training or some other form of activity more than traditional cardio, you can still manage to lose fat without boring cardio routines. Cardio is only a tool. Some people lose fat weight training 3 to 6 times per week and managing their diet. Others use a combination of cardio and weight training. Some utilize only cardio as their preferred method of exercise. At the end of the day, for fat loss to happen, all that matters is the following. 1. You create a caloric deficit through your diet and/or exercise. 2. You do some form of resistance training if you want to maintain muscle mass. And 3. You have enough patience to let progress happen naturally over time. Now, how much cardio is needed for weight loss? Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled Cardio for Weight Loss, Everything You Need to Know by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. JC said it right. Really, when it comes to fat loss, you have to have patience with yourselves. The body doesn't like to give up fat as easily as we'd like it to. It would rather break down muscle, believe it or not, than it would break down fat. It's just how we're built as human beings. We're built for long periods of starvation. So if we want to trick our bodies into burning more fat as fuel, we have to give it time to want to give up fat, to want to burn fat as energy. Because again, its natural instinct is to break down muscle first. And so what I really like about JC's recommendations is he says, stick with some sort of strength training so that you can preserve that muscle. That way your body won't want to break it down. And then, of course, you have to have patience and be consistent. So that's why it's so important that you pick exercises that you like, that you know you're going to do over the long term. And don't be surprised if you lose fat in areas you don't expect. You're going to want to probably lose fat around your hips and your waist, right? But your body's probably not going to give that fat up first. It'll give up fat maybe around your wrists or your chest or something like that first. Eventually, I promise, if you stick to your plan, you will lose fat around the hips and the waist. You just have to give your body time to want to tap into those regions for fat loss. Now, really quickly, before I go, if you want to help keep our podcasts alive, we have many different ways you can help, both financial and otherwise. Come check out oldpodcast.com/support to find out how. Anything listed there would be a great help. That's it for today. Have a great Tuesday. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for listening to the end and being a subscriber. I'll be back tomorrow to finish up this post, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.